It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Here's the good news.
And a Friday installment of Not Necessarily the News, where we are considering for every news story that we billow out, we start billowing out some white smoke along with it. Just for dramatic effect, perhaps. We welcome our worldwide audience on our Hank Facebook Live streaming so you can see what you can hear on our Hank Facebook page. Have fun in the comments, kids. Our top two stories tonight. First of all, last night, Diddy rejected a final plea deal, and the Diddy trial starts on Monday.
Ooh.
Diddy trial Monday, conclave Wednesday, in between election day for local elections. Two of the three will not be participated in by most of the American public.
Yeah.
But they'll be there for the Diddy trial.
That's going to be so disturbing.
In other news, yeah, we're going to have to... Well, that's going to be fun to cover, isn't it?
Breaking news!
In other news, Billy Ray Cyrus says he's, quote, pretty lucky to be dating actress Elizabeth Hurley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Mm-hmm.
At least he knows.
The Kentucky Derby firing up tomorrow at Churchill Downs, where the stars are coming out to play. So the big ones for the, you know, there's a gala tonight. I'm sure you got the invite, KB.
I bet it has big hats. Mm-hmm. And they cannot lie.
So who's going to be there? Dierks, Karen and Jimmy from Little Big Town, Lee Bryce, and then Machine Gun Kelly, Simone Biles, Aaron Rodgers. And somehow, I don't know how these guys always manage to weasel these invites. Wilmer Valderrama and Joey Fatone from NSYNC. It's apparently going to be part of the fun as well. 120,000 mint juleps will be served tomorrow.
I do declare.
And the average Kentucky Derby hat cost $1,000. If you would like a deal on that, I've got my glue stick standing by. I'll give it to you for a fraction of the cost.
A lot of big hat news lately.
Mm-hmm.
In other news, well, FDA says that coffee is basically healthy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Look at us.
The FDA and RFK now allows coffee to be labeled as, quote, healthy if it contains fewer than 5 calories per 12 ounces. So it's in effect. It took place. The in effect date started yesterday. Coffee is now healthy. So just tell that to whoever tells you you drink too much.
Thank you. Good night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's Billy Ray, and he's lucky.
The picture of health right there. So it may be tube a day, but don't tell Tom Cruise that. Uh-uh. Because he has found a brand new way to relax, and that would be with his trusty piano. Now, he admits, I really don't play, but he enjoys hitting the keys and finds it relaxing. He says he likes to learn new skills and eventually knows that he's going to use it in a movie, kind of like parachuting or flying airplanes or helicopters or all the various things that he does. He's always on the quest to be better.
Somehow I picture that to be a very creepy performance. This is going to be interesting. Netflix is in the works and will launch a new reality competition series called The Golden Ticket. Inspired by Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, contestants will have to navigate challenges in a chocolate factory to win said chocolate factory.
Mm-hmm. Do we know how this ends? Did anyone see the...
I'm guessing the... child labor laws and OSHA's mm-hmm. going to be seriously watching this.
Doobody doo.
Yeah, that wasn't legal a lot, what happened in that factory, was it? But the snozzberry tastes like snozzberries.
So could 100 men tackle one gorilla? The question is dividing the internet. Mr. Beast, he chimed in on it. He said that we definitely need 100 guys to test this theory. Elon volunteered, said, what could possibly go wrong? Well, ChatGPT claims that the biggest problem would be that of the 100 men, people would see one another getting creamed, and then they would eventually drop out.
Yeah.
So getting the 100 to stay as a team and tackle the one gorilla wouldn't end well. But meanwhile, we do have Charles Barkley's opinion on all this.
The 100 men.
You think 100 men is going to beat one gorilla?
Yes. 100 men.
Do you know how big a gorilla is?
The gorilla going to get tired, and they're going to be coming from all directions. I don't even need 100 men. I can just go be checked one-on-one.
Okay. I mean,
sounds like Netflix has their next new reality series.
Gauntlet Throne.
Let's do it. We can get a Paul brother in there. We could do the whole thing. Bloomberg reports that a global coconut shortage is occurring because of extreme weather in top coconut-growing countries like the Philippines and Indonesia. This has led to a 20% decline in coconuts, doubling prices of your coconuts.
Mm.
So we're going through a coconut shortage. After having earlier a coconut story about Keith Richards falling out on this stage of a coconut, and we do have somebody taking umbrage with us, Officer Bob, I believe.
Good morning, KB and Heather Lee.
Hi, Bob.
Your favorite neighborhood cop calling from Bosque County so I could gripe at Heather Lee a little bit.
Oh, that's fine. That's good. The complaint department.
Do I need to get a form?
Yeah, you were just talking about Keith Richards not making good choices due to ageism. I'm 64 and I still jump on the trampoline and do flips with my grandkids, so let's be careful there on a Friday.
Well, yeah, but there's definitely something to catch you. A coconut tree is a little bit different, would you admit?
I think he's lived a little different life, too, probably.
Well, it is a little bit different, but have you ever climbed a coconut tree? I have.
Really? And you made it back down again?
Who do you think saved Keith Richards, Heather? To protect and to serve. Who do you think saved Keith Richards?
Did you?
It's Officer Bob.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.